Kol Abba Chamra, the Kol Bar Bar Chana Sichsa. I saw the Ben Yehoyada in his Gemara is very, very bothered with this lashon. I mean, obviously, comes into Beis Medrash. They tell him every Abba is a Chamor and every Bar Bar Chana is a Sichsa. Every Abba is a Chamor. Meaning, they didn't just tell him that you are a fool. They told him every Abba, every person whose name is Abba, is a fool. So the Ben Ishchai says, let me tell you about some people that you may have heard of whose name was Abba. V'adobar yipole, eich bizu oisei kol kach, v'oi, haloi kama tanon v'amayroon nikru b'shem Abba. The godol ha-chaverim shahoyod ha-rabshim b'ayichoy, in Zayir HaKodesh, ho-yishmoy reb Abba. V'chein avu ha-deshmul, one of the great amayroon. His name is Abba. The Chain Rav, Ben Achoisei Shal Rab Chia. His name was also Abba. By the way, the Chavis Yor brings from the Ramam Ipano, who says that the Rab Abba in the Zohar HaKadosh is Rav, whose name was Abba. The Chain Kama Amoiron B'Talmud Nikru B'Shem Abba. The Eich Yachlitu B'Fiyam Loimer Kol Abba Chamore. It's a Pella. How could you say something like this? Ayin Shom. He says, Apshat Kedarka, nothing is meant to be taken literal in the world of the Ben Ishchai, in this Gemara. And as a result, he goes on to explain it a little bit. But regardless, that's this Gemara here. Now, the truth is, this is a Gemara that over the years we've spoken a lot about, and there are Bezrat Hashem related rabbis, a lot of fascinating things. First of all, the fact that they were going to Aparkit, the word Aparkit is something that comes up in halachic circles. It's a Gemara in Masechtis Brachis, where the Gemara talks about a person not allowed to say Kriya Shema while he's lying Aparkit, and it's Machlokes over there, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, Halach L'Maisa, how it plays itself out. This references it right here on the top of the Yomid. There's another fascinating thing that you see in this Gemara, and that is that the Meisei Midbar were wearing their tzitzis. You bury a mace with his tzitzis. What happened to Lo Yigla Rosh? I thought it's not even so posh to have your tzitzis out when you walk into a Beis HaKfaris, let alone you're burying a mace together with his tzitzis. That's the second Tosfos here on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a little bit longer, but that's the second Tosfos that goes through the entire Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, in case you're not looking at a Gemara. But the point is that's another very interesting discussion. Another thing you see is that the Meisei Midbar, just the people that lived in the Midbar, were very, very big. They were unusually large. So we know Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara talks about he was a Gibor, how tall he was when he erected the Mishkan, etc., etc. But here it sounds like your man on the street back in the day, your man in the desert, was very, very big, right? He has this one knee lifted and the Arab on his gummo holding his spear wasn't able to even get to the top of the knee of this person. But there's another thing you see here, and that is that the bodies of the Meisei Midbar were intact, which is also very interesting. Their bodies remained intact. There's a Balaturim in Parshas Beshalach. The pasuk says regarding the man, Vayanichu oisai ad haboiker, kasha tziva Moshe, v'leihivish v'rima loihoisabai. So the context over there is that the man would fall every day, and there was an iser noisar, like in Kachin, that you weren't allowed to leave it until the next day, with the exception of Friday. Friday, you would get lechem mishnah, and they would leave it over for the next day. Fakert. You aren't allowed to go out on Shabbos to take any mon. And the pasuk says that first Shabbos, the Yidden left the mon over a second day. It didn't spoil. And the worms didn't get a hold of it. It didn't become fafolt. It didn't become moldy. Says the Balaturim, Verima beis b'mesayres. There's two places in Tanakh that you find the word verima. Number one, in Parshas Beshalach regarding the mon. Verima loy hoisabai. And the second is a pasuk in Iyov. It says, Verima techase aleim. Says the Balaturim. The one is by the mon. The other is verima techase aleim. Iyev, it's talking about when a person dies, so the toiloyim, the worms, get a hold of this person. Why verima by the mon and verima by the toiloyim? To teach me two things. Number one, loy malucha she'en harima sholetes b'meisen b'shabbos. Even though the rima is sholet in a person, but not on Shabbos, it's based on a Zohar in Parshas Ekev, says the Balaturim, and this is a remez to this inyan. Where do you see that? Because this parish is talking about Shabbos. V'rima loy hoisabai on Shabbos. Additionally, v'ein rima shoyletes ba'oichle haman. The rima was not shoylet ba'oichle haman, k'di isa b'hamoicher es hasvino. Now, where do you see it? Hamoicher es hasvino. You see it in this Gemara right here. That the rima was not shoylet by the oichle haman. So from the fact that in this pasuk that's talking about the man on Shabbos, it says v'rima, The only other place you find the word verima is regarding the maize. So we learn, say on Shabbos there's no verima, and say regarding the Oichle Amon there's no verima, and that's why Rabbi Bar Bachana, when he sees the maize midbar, he saw them literally with their entire goof, it was intact. How is that possible? The teretz is verima lehoisavai. It's based on this inyan.